Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Is this the first time since Abby's been with us that she just is a no-show with no call, no nothing?
She's overslept before.
I think she overslept once before.
She did? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's, and that that poor girl, I mean, she was in a tizzy and a panic.
Yeah, she was.
It affected her pretty hardcore.
This happened to me last week, too, where I thought my alarms were on. I must have put Do Not Disturb on or something. I wake up at 6 and I'm like, it's a terrible way to start the day. Just in that panic. Oh, my God!
It's a horrible feeling.
And late for us is a little bit different than late for you guys listening, because you're going to call into the office for sure. You guys know if we're late because we're not here, right?
Be like, Abby, no, nobody's sitting in the seat. No, Abby.
I think her attitude's just going to be different now that she did her little pretty photo shoot yesterday.
Maybe she got discovered and she's not coming back.
That's it.
If I go do a pretty photo shoot, I'm definitely not going to work the next day.
Right.
Yeah.
Entitled now.
Because I'm going to sleep like I'm a mummy, and that way my hair doesn't move and my makeup doesn't move, and I'm waking up and I'm coming into work pretty, because I never do.
The booty rest.
Yeah.
What was the photo shoot you
were doing? It was Atlanta's most eligible for Jezebel magazine.
Well, maybe someone scooped her up.
Maybe.
There you go. We may never hear from her again.
She's no longer eligible.
Uh-huh. We're going to have to give her the big guilty treatment, because how dare her be late on the Queen Bee's birthday.
Oh, please.
It's Kristen's birthday.
Happy birthday,
girl.
Thank you very much.
Anything big planned today?
No.
That's it. Okay.
I'm doing yoga.
Birthday yoga.
Regular yoga or hot yoga?
Why did you add R?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did it the first time, so I said it the second time to make it sound like I did it on purpose.
I think you might have had a mini stroke.
I only do one kind of yoga, and that's hot yoga. I always sweat my balls off.
So you're just going to, it's just like a regular day for you today, isn't it?
It is, okay. Just because we've already had a big party with the neighbors and did that big sushi party at Atlanta, and that is, it is delicious, but it's a little pricey.
Yep.
So everything went to that, into that party.
Okay, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. So I had one of those nights last night, but I had a remedy for it. Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago, man, I couldn't believe that I got a good night's sleep, because I never, ever, ever sleep through the night without waking up a bunch of times. Like the gadgets I have, on average, I'll wake up and toss and turn about 30 times a night, right? So on this particular night and last night, wasn't tossing, wasn't turning, woke up and immediately felt this urge of energy, like the surge of energy. And I'm like, I am ready for the day. That never, ever, ever happens. But the alarm didn't go off. So I look at my watch and it's 2:37.
But you're ready for the day.
Ready for the day. Mm-hmm. My alarm usually goes at 4:30. 2:37. But as luck would have it, Every now and then on Instagram or on TikTok, you will see a reel that is helpful that you will be able to use in the future. And this one I could use. I thought it was ridiculous while I was watching it, but it was a technique to use in this specific situation. And there's a whole bunch of like really clinical scientific terms they use for like resetting your brain when something like this happens. And it goes like this. So if you wake up, think of a word and then come up with a word for every letter in the word over and over and over again. So for instance, if my word was reset, then the word that I would use first would be radio for R. E might be excellent. S might be sit. E might be egg. T, a T might be,
you know what I'm going. It's one of my favorite words.
Me too. It's funny. It might be tomatoes, right?
Okay.
So you do that as many times as you can, and you're allegedly supposed to fall asleep. It resets your brain somehow, some way.
Really?
And I thought it was ridiculous, and I did it, and by the third time, I was out.
Really?
It worked.
And you saw this on Instagram.
I saw it on Instagram. I laughed at it. And I'm like, well, here we are at 2:37. What else have I got to do? Plus, I'm watching Amanda's dog right now, who is like 15 years old. And he's a pack dog, so he has to be around somebody all the time. Mm-hmm. So he's sleeping in my bed, and he's at the age now where he don't give AF. So he licks his nads all night long.
Okay. Oh, no.
So,
no. Can't do that.
So yep.
I don't know if I want to go with that technique.
I know. I think I'd do the reset game. Yeah, if I could reach, that would have put me to sleep also.
I've seen you stretch. You are not that good.
So like every 20 minutes, I'm like having to push him, go, hey, man, can you give it a rest just a little bit? And then he looks at me like, he looks at me like, well, you would do it too.
Yeah, don't be jealous. Yeah, it's dumb. Ain't on my game.
And I'm old. Let me have my fun while
I
can.
Right. All right, so that's all I got.
Yeah, so I met the ladies at Helping Mamas yesterday for a little late lunch, early dinner action. And I made fun of Cardi B when she posted this video. And I'm like, it's so easy to check and know when Atlanta restaurants are open and closed, because a lot of them are closed on Mondays because they're open Saturday, Sunday. So they use Monday as their day they're closed. And she had posted a video a while back lamenting like there are no restaurants open on Monday. Like she went to several locations and they were closed. And I'm like, well, you know, when you put it into your Google Maps, it'll pop up and let you know. Son of a biscuit, it happened to me yesterday.
Oh, no, really?
So I set this like this dinner together with Jamie and Stephanie from Helping Mamas. And when I was like, oh, I just taken Jimmy to the 57th Fighter Club. It's a great little location. It was a halfway mark between my house and their offices. I'm like, perfect. So I go to put it in my GPS and a little notification pops up. Just so you know where you're going, it's closed. And I was like, no. And of course, did I have Jamie's cell phone? Did I have Stephanie's cell phone? Absolutely not. So I'm scrambling, trying to find it. Can't. So I email and I'm like, I am so sorry. The restaurant I picked is closed. And then I tried to find a backup restaurant. So I'm just on maps hitting every restaurant in Chamblee. Every single one's closed on Monday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just hitting one after another. Finally, I found, like, this Mediterranean restaurant that was open on Monday. And I'm like, here's where we're going. And sure enough, they drove to the 57th Fighter Club. And they realized when they got to the parking lot, nobody was there, that it was closed. And luckily went to the email, saw my email where I put my cell. Jamie hit me up. And she's like, so, yeah, it's closed. And I'm like, I know, I'm so sorry. But I found this place. Here it is. I've never been. It might suck. I don't know, but we're going to try it. It was delicious. Some of the best hummus I ever had.
I almost got screwed by Waze yesterday, too. It just sparked a memory for me. I went to Stretch Zone yesterday. You were talking about stretching.
Fine.
God, feel good right after a stretch. I hate doing it just because it takes up time where I could be lifting, and I've got that mentality.
I rush through the stretch so fast. I try to get through it.
Dude, first of all, this place is awesome. You go in there, and you don't have to do any work at all. They are maneuvering you and stretching you, and it doesn't hurt. And when you're done there, I felt intoxicated. It felt so good. Yeah. But it was up in Marietta, and it's on Roswell Road. And when I put it into Waze, And I just put the address in. Like four different addresses for Roswell Road came up because there's one in Marietta, then you got Sandy Springs, and then there's Northeast, and then there's Northwest. And I really wasn't sure when I got there if this was the right Roswell. Waze can screw you that way.
Well, so I don't use Waze. I've never used Waze. I only use Google Maps. I don't even like Apple Maps. I like Google Maps. You know how you get to use the one that you're like familiar with? Mm-hmm. And son of a biscuit, that thing. And I was like, and in my head, I don't like the thing. That remain in my head. Like the fact that I remember Cardi B lamenting about restaurants in Atlanta that are closed on Monday. I would do anything to take that little piece out so I can understand what's going on in the Middle East. Like, it's like, right. Why do I know that and I don't know that?
Right.
Make it make sense.
Right. Is there a reason why the restaurants are closed on Mondays? Has anybody ever said?
Well, I think it's just because they're open Saturdays and Sundays. So to give the staff a break and give everybody a rest, they choose, and I'm assuming Monday is probably their lowest income day.
That makes sense.
So they just go ahead and they take Monday off. But yeah, so this is your fair warning. And I mean, I'm not kidding you. Every single one I hit, they were closed. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll just have them come over to my house and I'll give them some of Jimmy's leftover cheesy pasta. I have no idea.
All right. Maybe Abby will be here. Maybe she will not be here for Entertainment Buzz coming up next.
Dude, her phone's off. She ain't going to be here.
Yeah, she's not going to be.
Highly doubt it.
And we can't get to her because her apartment complex is like Fort Knox.
Oh, and I kept calling her phone and it's kicking right into voicemail.
Okay, wait. Before we do that, let's do this. Have you guys seen that new website where you can bet on just about anything?
No.
Uh-uh.
It was a viral video. So many directions to go with this whole thing. I'm looking for the name of it because their video was created with AI and it got approved to be played during the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
And did you watch the game?
Yeah, a couple of them.
It was that commercial where it was just a whole bunch of random things. Like it was a dude in a pool and they were asking him what he thought the price of eggs were going to be. Did you see that one?
Nah,
there was a dude like holding a chicken and he had like a half top on. He was talking about Oklahoma City winning it. Just a whole bunch of an old lady on like a jet ski. And it was all done in 2 days for like $5,000 on AI, which is really making a statement on what commercials are going to look like, right? Mm. But it was for a company called Kalshi. And Kalshi is, you go to this website and you can bet on anything. It doesn't have anything really to do with sports. You can go with sports, but it's like, who's going to win? What's the temperature going to be like today? And they will give you a high or a low on it. And
wow.
You can bet on that. Happy Gilmore 2 Rotten Tomatoes score, above 75 or above 45.
So okay, random. This sounds like a website for people with major gambling issues.
So are we going to bet on what time Abby's going to show up?
That's where I was going with this. This also has like Times Person of the Year for 2025. Will it be Pope Leo? And you can get odds on that. So yeah, I was going to suggest. And by the way, the name of the site is Kalshi, Kalshi. So if we were going to put bets down, let's all put a buck in right now.
We did this with you the other day.
You did?
Every time.
I think we should make it higher than a buck. Let's make it 100.
No.
Okay, Tommy.
All right. Look, Tommy must have hit the lottery.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, I'll put 100 bucks in.
100 bucks.
100 bucks.
100 bucks.
100 bucks.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
I get to go first, though.
It's Chris's birthday. We're taking money away from
That's normally not how birthdays work.
Yeah, no. Like, give me 100 bucks. Like, right. I'm getting shaken down over here.
Kristen, it's your birthday. You get first pick.
All right.
Let's see. Yes. 6:49.
So before 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tommy, you writing this down? 6:49.
Uh-huh.
Mo, what do you got?
7:01.
7:01, okay.
Bert, you go. I'll go last.
Yours was 6:49?
Mm-hmm. His was 7:01.
7:10.
I will go 6:12.
Oh, she's on the way? She's here already. She's in the studio.
100 bucks. Hey, Abby.
How's that feel? Isn't that great?
Oh my God, that's the worst.
Isn't that a wonderful way to start the day?
This truly was like the cherry on top to a crap Sunday that started last week. I don't have a phone, and so I slept through my physical alarm. So yeah. Anyway, I'm here. Yeah. I know I was the entire A block, but you know,
no big deal.
Yeah. I know that I was pretty much the entire content block, but you know, whatever.
The good news is your makeup looks great.
Yeah.
From yesterday's shoot.
Is it still on?
It's still on. Your eyes are still a little shut.
Okay.
All right. So we'll give you 5 minutes to wake up. Okay. All right. It's the Burt Show.
And you just won me $300.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Italians are big mad. Big mad at Jeff Bezos because he and his fiance Lauren Sanchez are supposed to be getting married in Venice and they are not happy about it. Venice is sinking and they're like, really? We have to have a billionaire come over and have his entire wedding? But that's not really the reason they're upset. They're upset because they are straining all of Venice's resources and they feel like the city is really catering to this billionaire who is spending money to have 200 people come celebrate for a couple of days and have some honestly pretty ridiculous sounding parties. They're having like a pajama party at one point for the wedding festivities. They've already thrown their son some kind of foam party for his 19th birthday. And so all the people that are upset in Venice are protesting with signs and basically saying that if he can afford to pay for Venice for his wedding, he should be paying more taxes.
So a lot of European resort towns like Venice, I mean, it's a historical town, of course, but it's also a very resorty, touristy town, are facing a lot of backlash now with tourism. That tourism has taken over the cities, making it almost impossible for the locals to find apartments because there are so many Airbnbs. It's raising the price of all sorts of different things in these cities because there are so many tourists flooding into their towns. So they're actually like, do not come here. Do not, please. We want our streets. We want everything to be normal for us as Italians, right? We want to pay what everybody else around Europe is paying. But when you guys come in here and you overload our city with tourists, you're raising the price of everything. And us locals, we can't get by. So this is happening all over Europe right now. And it's happening in Venice. And that's one of the reasons why they're like, we don't want people here.
Well, they're going to see what happens when people stop flocking to their cities because tourism is such a massive industry that keeps a lot of these cities afloat. Mm. Like, I've never been to Venice, but my friends travel a lot. And I remember talking to one of them about what it's like to be in Venice. And she said, yeah, it feels like nobody lives there. Like, everyone commutes to Venice to be able to run their tourism industries, whatever that is, whether you're like a gondola person or you're doing like a focaccia tour or whatever. It feels a little bit like a ghost town. Like, you show up and it's like, oh, this is, no one's here.
Yeah, in Barcelona, they were protesting tourists. They were holding up sign saying, leave. We don't want you here because the cost of living is so different.
They were hitting them with water balloons and shooting them with water guns.
Really?
Yes, the tourists are sitting there outside, like on like cafes, just trying to enjoy whatever they're eating, and they're literally getting drenched with water.
stick to Ecuador, because they want you there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I didn't hit with no water balloon. Maybe a ball, not a water balloon.
I know, it feels a little bit like a juvenile fight, and I studied abroad in Barcelona in college, and what's so weird that of all the cities for them to have backlash against tourists, Barcelona to me didn't feel like a big tourist city. I mean, like, yes, there's the major monuments that people want to go see and all of like Gaudi's museums and all of the architecture that people want to see. But of all the cities to complain about tourism, I just feel like there are so many others that could have been more outraged. Like Rome needs to freaking start protesting all the tourists, because you can't even walk down the street without bumping into some Milwaukee couple and some family from freaking Fresno, California. It's ridiculous.
When I was in Lisbon, they were having the same problem.
Yeah,
all throughout Europe.
These streets are just absolutely too crowded. But yeah, Barcelona needs to get it together. They're not that popular.
Well, they shouldn't live in such nice places that people want to visit.
Right, yeah. It's their fault.
Yep, don't live in the middle of nowhere.
No. Move inland.
Yeah, come to Poughkeepsie.
You'll be fine. You won't see anybody.
I'll trade Poughkeepsie for Barcelona any single day.
All right, actress Rachel Zegler is finally speaking out on the backlash she got as Disney's Snow White. I'm going to tell you how she's responding to the hate on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
How healthy is your relationship? There is a math equation that might tell you if you guys are going to make it or not. Is it the perfect relationship or not? And it comes from a movie, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So I'm really bad at math because I went to art school and I failed art school math. Do you know how easy art school math is?
Hayden did the same thing. Same school you're talking about.
Yeah, yep,
he sure
yep.
did.
It was hard.
So when you say math, was it like calculus or algebra, or was it just no, math?
It's like if you have two microphones on the left side of the stage and two microphones on the right side, how many do you have? And he still messed it up.
It was counting crowds.
Red plus blue equals purple.
Yeah, but you know what I do know? Love.
Do you?
No, not really. Okay, Abby and I saw the movie Materialists, which was like the weirdest, saddest rom-com ever.
Why is this not a rom-com.
Why is this getting so much heat online? Like, I saw people saying that, like, it's a very dark look at dating, but there are a lot of single people that are going, yeah, it's dark, but it's kind of right spot on.
Well, it's kind of like when a movie is a musical and then it doesn't advertise itself as a musical, so then you're just sitting in the theater like, why are they singing? Not that they were singing in the movie, but you're just kind of like, this is not really what I signed up to watch. Like, there wasn't a ton of calm. There wasn't a ton of rom, but there was a lot of drama. So I think that's why a lot of people are disappointed in it.
Yeah, the trailer, I think, didn't advertise exactly what the movie was, which was broke boy propaganda. So Abby hated it. I liked it because I'm more tolerant of broke boys.
Yeah, men can't be poor.
What's literally broke boy.
Broke boy.
Okay, I thought you
propaganda.
Meant like emotionally.
No. Yeah, it was Broke Boy Mountain.
It was Broke Boy Mountain.
Man, if that's not a parody on Saturday Night Live ready to happen.
So what the movie is really talking about is how when you are in modern dating and you're swiping through, what you're looking at is not the human being in front of you. You're looking at a set of numbers.
Yeah.
It's all stats, their height, their weight, their bank account. Mm-hmm. How many kids do they have? And Dakota Johnson is sizing everybody up, and she tries to get with Pedro Pascal, who is the perfect 100 in her book, when all she really wants is Chris Evans, who is 6 foot tall, but also poor.
Okay. This does track pretty realistically.
Yes. Yeah. So the math, it just doesn't add up in love. So I gave you guys a homework assignment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I said, create your 100% perfect partner using your own special sauce of matchmaking math. So for example, I have my perfect 100 partner with my math breakdown. 10 points for ambition, 50 points for willing to watch Muppet movies, 20 points for being absolutely obsessed with me, 10 points for being kind, 10 points for thinking that I'm funnier than they are.
Okay.
That is my perfect 100.
That's your 100.
I don't think I'd ever be able to admit that last one. That's the only thing I got going for me in this relationship. All right. Can I share mine?
Of course.
I'll go first because I worked on this for days and days and days. And when I say that, I mean I just found out about the assignment and did the math real quick. Invest in my kids, 20. Mom skills with Asa, 20. Sense of humor, 10. That booty, 10. Those abs, 10. Her transparency, 10. She's been driving me a lot lately just because I'm so jarred by that fender bender I got into.
Did you keep hitting things?
So she's volunteering to drive more lately, and that's really cool. So I'm giving her a 10 on that. And she's got this really unique smell after a spray tan. I would give that 100, but I'm already out of points, so that's a 10.
Okay.
Okay, that's my 100.
Got it. All right, so for my perfect 100, makes me laugh, 1. Can fix things, 1. Smells nice, 1. Loves dogs, 1. Has good time management, 1. Doesn't snore, 1. Buys me chocolate-covered sea salt almonds for my bedside table, 1.
Oh, that's so considerate. That could be under considerate. That's amazing.
Has nice calves, 1. Roots for the University of Kentucky, 1. Makes cute kids, 1. Has a non-problematic mother-in-law, 90.
Right. Well done. I was going to say, we're going to be here a while.
No, I get it. All right.
That's good.
What do you have,
though? All right. Sense of humor out the gate. That's huge for me. If we can't laugh together, we're not going to make it. That's 15 points. Emotional intelligence. I don't want to always feel like I got to do all the thinking. That's 12 points. Cleanliness. I need you to be clean all the way around because that's how I am. 10 points. Knowing how to leave me alone. That's pretty big. That's 8 points. You got to have some ambition and drive for sure. That's 10 points. Not pissing off my family is pretty big for me. That's 7 points. Music is huge. We got to have a similar taste in music. I'm not trying to listen to your music all the time. If I don't like it, that's 5. I need supportive energy for 10. Spontaneity at the same time for 6. You got to be a pet lover. We definitely going to have a few dogs. That's 4. Ability to roast. We got to be able to roast each other. We're not going to make it. That's 3 points. And keeps all of our business private to round it out for another 5 points.
Oh,
that's
100. Man, you've gone right to 100 on that one.
I know.
Okay. Okay, mine is pretty straightforward. For 10 points, they have to understand niche TikTok references. For 10 points, they have to be able to dress themselves because, believe it or not, that can be a problem. 20 points for humor, which basically means they just need to think that I'm really funny. Mm-hmm. 30 points, they have to be competent. You know, that can mean a variety of things. Competence is huge.
I love that 30. It's competence. 30 points.
30 points for competence. No dummies. No dummies out here in the streets. You have to have a good brain rot to smart ratio. You have to be able to balance that well. And 30 points for physical attractiveness, which we all know means 29 points for being above 5'10".
Okay. All right, so that's the way to do it.
Yeah, good job. Great math, everyone.
Thank you. And the name of the movie again?
Materialist.
Don't go see it.
Don't see it.
The Burt Show.
All right, you guys listen. I usually don't ask you to call in because I know you're busy this early in the morning, but I would like you today because it's about insurance. I would like to feel good about myself, but then I would also like to really get some good perspective here when it comes to car insurance. 1-855-BIRCHOW. I am looking for the person that pays more in car insurance than I do per month. And then I am looking also, and you could call up for either one, for the person that is paying the least amount of money in car insurance, because that's just as shocking. Here's why I'm asking. I told you guys I got into a very jarring fender bender. Didn't do a whole bunch of damage to my car. In fact, I got an estimate that really looked like it was going to be bad, but once I got under the hood, it was fine. It's okay. So it's not going to be the $4,000 that I thought it was going to be. Okay. That's not where I'm going with this. This is your number to beat here with car insurance. 1-855-BIRCHOW. What I am paying, and this number is not just for me. It's for the entire family I'm looking for. So if you got kids, obviously, this is going to be higher. $1,170 per month.
That is insane.
It's insane, dude.
For you and Hollis, correct?
For Hollis and I, yeah. Hayden doesn't drive because he's got his dad's skills.
He knows how to wreck a scooter, though.
Yeah, 3 of them.
<He's consistent. laughs>
3 of them, man. Yeah, my real estate agent gave me those little scooters for a housewarming gift in the last house he sold me. Gave me 4 of them, and Hayden's gone through 3 of them.
He always wears a helmet, right?
He's in Savannah. He's a grown ass man. I don't know. I think so.
Mind just making sure.
How many miles a week would you say you even drive? You live like 2 miles from the station.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that. No, even more pathetic. It's not much, Tommy. It's not much. And this last one was so jarring because I never saw it coming. Usually, if there's an accident, you sort of see it coming. But when I went to the left here, I was shocked that it's like God put a car right there. Where'd that come from?
See, I thought mine was a lot because I have electric cars and mine's like half of yours.
It's crazy, dude.
Don't have a teenager. That's what's jacking up the price.
Or an idiot running into garages repeatedly.
Hello, that's me. All right, 1-855-BIRCHO. And the reason why I'm asking for the loan number is because Kristen asked Bart what they were paying just for perspective.
Yeah, well, because you were talking about it and I hit him up. And for our two vehicles per month, we pay $224 for both vehicles.
That's infuriating because I pay more for one car.
Well, we're older than you.
Yeah.
So, you're still in your 20s.
That's true.
I thought it was worse the younger you are.
Yeah, yes. I pay more. Is, I pay more for one car.
Okay. Who do you get yours through, Chris?
I don't know.
Some guy on the side of the road.
You don't know what it's some guy.
I don't know.
Alex, good morning. We're going to go on the low
Jake?
End here.
Is his name Jake? No, I'm just kidding. I honestly have no idea.
We're going to go on the low end here first. How much are you paying?
I am paying $171.
$171? What, do you have like a Segway or something? What are you driving?
I'm driving a 1997 Buick LeSabre.
There you go, wow. Girl.
171.
No accidents, no tickets on your record, nothing.
Nothing.
171.
Yep. Perfect job.
Right, thank you.
That's amazing. You have to add a whole digit to get the
What year did she say?
1997.
Oof. Insurance might be more than the car.
David here is going to go on the top end of this, and the number we were trying to beat was $1,170. David, what do you got?
At first, I was by myself on the insurance, and I was paying $75 by myself. And my kids, they all got cars now and stuff like that. I'm paying $1,800 a month.
They're all under
21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids? You got 22 kids or something?
He cut out.
Ah, dang.
That question was stressful.
Dang.
He's like, I can't afford my phone bill because I got to pay so much in car insurance.
How is this low number even possible? Hey, Nick, how is this possible?
I don't know, but I pay $99 for two SUVs.
What?
A month?
What? How is that possible?
A month. There's one that's full coverage and one that's liability, but still $99.
Who do you do your insurance through?
State Farm.
For 90, they go.
Jake, there goes Jake. Come on, Jake.
Jake kicked me out about a year and a half ago.
We're done with you.
That fender bender with an 18-wheeler? Nah, you're going to have to find somebody else.
Man, that speaks volumes when your insurance company is like, yeah, no, we can't. Yeah. We're breaking up with you.
Yep. John, good morning. This is probably going to be the record for the lowest amount of car insurance. What do you got?
I only pay $52 a month for full coverage.
How?
What are you driving?
A 2009 Dodge Challenger.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm assuming a perfect driving record?
Yep.
Yeah.
That part.
That sure helps, doesn't it? and one more. Teresa, good morning. On the high end here, what you got?
$1,100.59 while the little monster was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Once she graduated, now she's off my insurance. $300.
Wow.
See, good for you.
Get rid of them kids, man.
These kids draining us again.
Teresa, how many things did she... Oh, never mind.
She just took off. What were you going
to
ask?
How many things she hit in order for it to get up to $1,100?
Well, based on mine, one, two, three, at least four or five.
Got it.
At least four or five.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Does this sound really cheesy if I say this? That I am obviously never going to know what the meaning of life is. However, as I'm getting older, I think in that equation of the meaning of life is service to other people.
Yeah,
like, are we put on this earth to help each other out?
Yes.
I believe so, for sure.
I think so, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I think that's why this good goes around thing that we're doing is really so important. Mm-hmm. I think it just sort of underscores that all you got to do is help in small ways, man. Get to help each other through the day.
One of my favorite quotes is from Muhammad Ali. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
I think that's why it's like one of the best feelings that you could ever have for yourself is helping somebody else. There's a reason.
We are on day 23 of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Yeah, big ways, small ways. You just got to tell us. What do you need? You need us to get our hands dirty with you. You need us to make a connection for you. How can we enrich your life in small and big ways? Hit us up at theburtshow.com. Hey, Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am well. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Really good. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm Ashley from Douglasville. I've been here my whole life. I've been listening to you. I know I told Tommy earlier that you hate hearing it, but since high school.
That's okay. Which is weird. Now, your math is off clearly because I'm 25 years old.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the brain he is.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Thanks for listening all these years.
I have a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old now, and I make them listen, of course. But no, we
Do we lose her?
Oh, nope. I thought it cut out. I'm sorry.
You're good.
No, in 2023, we lost my husband unexpectedly. And since then, we've been moving and renting, and I don't have any lawn equipment. And so as much as we try, we bought some, but it's just not enough to get it done. And so we're just struggling to get the yard work caught up.
Mm-hmm. What's that yard look like right now?
It's a lot of weeds and growth.
I can understand, like, because of the, you know, I'm assuming that was your husband's responsibility, and so he did that. So now on top of having to do it, there's also that added emotional distress of while you're doing it, you're constantly being reminded that that was something he had to do.
That is true, too. I've always done the inside of the house.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought of that angle.
Mm-hmm. And she does have a mower, but she went out and got one of those fancy electric mowers. Like, I've wanted to get one of those. But the battery only lasts like 30 minutes, and it gives out before they, So it's like a little bit here, a little bit there. Yeah. They can't knock it all out.
You talk about
I'll get a little section done, and then I can't get any more done. Or, you know, we'll have baseball practice, and we have to leave. Or it's just we can't ever get the whole thing done.
Yeah, the whole thing sounds stressful to me, because now you're mowing the lawn on a timer. Like, you know, you only have a certain amount of time before that battery goes out. So what is it we can help you with? How can we help you?
If I could just get it under control, I feel like one good time. And then, you know, with the boys' help, hopefully they can, you know, keep it up.
Sure.
I know how much teenage boys love to do yard work.
I was about to say, how much are they actually helping?
Don't even get me started, especially this morning. My kid's got one chore, and he didn't do it last night.
Oh, no.
My first text of the morning had a curse word in it. So, Tommy, how are we helping out?
So I would like to introduce you to the owners of T&M Lawn Service.
T&M?
Yep. Tommy and Mikey.
Producer Mikey just walked in the studio.
So I called Mikey yesterday. I was like, Mikey, how versed are you? And this is exactly what I said. I said, how versed are you at mowing lawns? Because I grew up mowing lawns. That's how I made money. And I asked him, and Mikey said,
I can mow a lawn.
That's the slogan.
That's how you start a company, right there.
No, you said it differently. Like, that's like second nature to me.
Well, okay, yeah. I was being a little humble. When I was 11, I started a business called Birdie Turdy and Doggy Duty, and I handed out flyers all over my neighborhood. I'll clean your mailbox. I'll pick up the dog poop. That naturally morphed into a lawn mowing job, so I mowed lawns for like 10 years.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I did not hear about Birdie Turdy, whatever it's called.
It was like my fourth business in the landscaping.
Now that I look at Mikey, you always look like you're ready to mow a lawn.
Does that look? Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but it's right there.
He's always got his hat on, and his t-shirt's a little bit too long.
Definitely.
It's like he's always going out to mow a lawn.
So I got rid of my lawnmowers a long time ago. I've got a guy that does mine, but I asked Mikey, I was like, do you happen to have any lawn equipment? He goes, oh, yeah, I got lawn equipment. I got a trailer, too.
I got the trailer. I used to drag around the trailer on the golf cart. I got it figured out.
You waited your whole life for this moment.
I am prepared.
But now you live in a condo in Midtown, so where do you keep it all?
Well, it's my father's.
Okay.
So we've got to go where? To Alpharetta?
Yeah, we got to go to Alpharetta to Douglasville.
I have the vehicle, and I have a tow hitch. I can pull it, and we're going to come over Saturday morning, and we're going to take care of your yard. T&M. Lawn Service.
There you go, Ashley. We're going to take care of you this weekend, okay?
Better than T&A coming over.
I don't know.
Abby, are you free on Saturday for a little T&A?
That's going to be a no for me, dog. I'll come and look cute in the yard. I'll be like a little garden gnome.
But the name would have been so good. Tommy and Abby, T&A.
T&A.
It would have been so good.
T&A.
All right, Ashley. So they will see you on Saturday morning, and they will mow that lawn. They will make it look great, and that will be your little starter kit to get the kids motivated to mow the lawn more often, okay?
Oh my goodness, thank you guys so much.
You are absolutely welcome, and just remember this, you usually get what you pay for, and it's free.
I am an expert. My stripes will be stripey.
I'm sure they will. Mm-hmm. All right, they'll see you on Saturday, okay?
Thank you.
All right, if you guys have anything that you need around the house, how can we help out? Just small ways, man. Really, that is why we're on this earth, I think, is to help each other out. So how can we help you? Hit us up at thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Actress Rachel Zegler is speaking out about all that backlash she got for starring in Snow White. But before we get into that, I want to get into something a little bit more fun, and that is Nick Cannon going on the Really Good podcast. If you've never seen this podcast, it's sort of like a satirical, if you've ever seen like Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis, it's kind of like a satirical Bobby Althoff who runs it is like very dry, and she can ask these questions that you're like, you can't really believe that she's asking them, but it's sort of in like a funny tongue-in-cheek way. And she immediately asked him about his very controversial stance on having children, because he currently has 12. And she was like, can you name all of them? And he couldn't.
What are their names?
You want all 12?
12 names. Go.
All right. This is where I usually get in trouble.
Why? Because you don't know all of them.
I know all of them, okay. But like, all right, well, here we go. I'll label it off for you. See, let's keep me honest. There's Rock, Row, Golden, Powerful, Rise, Onyx, Legendary, Zion, Zillion, zen, and see, this is where I am. How many?
You're missing two.
I'm missing two.
And this is why people shouldn't have 12 children.
Right. This dude. I'm not shocked at all, which I think he should have took a page out of George Foreman's book and just named all of them Joe. Yes. That's why he did that.
What was he saying? That he has some kind of king complex or something in the same interview?
So he was talking about, he got asked why he decided to have so many children. Like, you know, if you're going to have 12 kids, there must be a reason why you are passionate about procreation and the reproductive system, or as he called it in the interview, his productive system. And this is how he explained why he wanted to have such a big family.
No, I just mean, like, what inspired you to
wanted a big family. I come from a big family, and I've come from an unorthodox family, so.
You just said you have
a king complex.
Siblings. You have a what?
A king complex. I was like, you know, black men, we all be like, what's up, king?
Okay.
And I'm a king. I really think I'm a king.
So you need to have, do kings have a lot of kids?
Yeah.
Basically, he thinks he's a king, and so he wants to have a whole kingdom of children, all of his heirs.
Would y'all be upset if you got older and saw this video and realized that at some point in life your dad didn't know that you existed?
Yeah, the two that didn't get nods. Yeah,
that would piss me off.
I'd be going to therapy over that.
The whole thing is really, really annoying. Just the fact that there's just, you know, there's no way that he could spend time with 12 of them with different moms in different places and stuff like that. Doesn't know their names. I just think it's really unfair to the kids, and I could take this in a real serious direction, but I think the dude's a joke. And he had the opportunity to, like, break the cycle of his family and decided to take the easy route.
Yeah, even with his money, as much as he'll try to make it seem like he can be there for all 12 of those kids, it's impossible. Yeah. So I agree.
I feel like we should put him in therapy and just make him watch 19 Kids and Counting, the popular TLC show, because they were the most, like, Christian, down-to-earth people possible, and all those kids still came out a little messed up. So I don't know how anybody can get 12, 13, 14, 15, 19 kids.
And I don't think a king would just forget some of the kids' names either.
All right, Rachel Zegler, actress Rachel Zegler is finally speaking out about all this backlash she got for starring in Disney's Snow White. Obviously, it was already a little bit controversial because she's not Caucasian and she was casted in this role, and so a lot of people had a lot to say about that. But really, a lot of the backlash came from some of the things that she was saying on some red carpets, where people felt like she wasn't respecting the role of Snow White and the original story, because she was talking about how basically they're kind of girl bossifying Snow White this time around, and a lot of people felt like that was really disrespectful to the role, despite the fact that all the other previous live action actresses that have taken on these roles have kind of said similar things. So it was a very, very messy altercation that happened online between the internet and Rachel Zegler. And she is finally speaking out about how this has really hit with her, because she hasn't said anything since then. But she basically says that her journey has been mostly about mental health and how her psychiatrist has walked her through this entire thing and helped her choose a positive mindset over being a victim to it. And something that she mentioned really, really helped her was that just having somebody look at her and say that what you're going through is not normal, that validation allowed her really to step into that healing process and be like, oh yeah, this isn't normal. Mm-hmm. This is not a thing that people go through. And it put it in perspective to help her really overcome all of the backlash she was getting online.
I had somebody explain it to me like this one time, like, you don't know how bad your eyes are until you put glasses on. And then you're like, oh, this is what the world's supposed to look like?
Uh-huh. That's kind of how I felt, because I've just finished watching the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders documentary. They're in their second season. And the big headline that came out of the second season was the fact that they're now getting a 400% raise. A lot of people are calling out the coaches for how they're treating them. And I think that's really empowering those cheerleaders to stand up and be like, oh yeah, like, we are getting treated pretty poorly. And when you have somebody tell you, like, what you're going through mm-hmm. is a little messed up, it kind of gives you that that chutzpah to be able to speak up for yourself.
For sure.
All right, Oprah is speaking out about Diddy's alleged freak-offs and whether or not she has been to one. It's on your next eBuzz on The Vert Show.
The Vert Show.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.